Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing, bro. I haven't talked to you forever, man. So, I don't think that they wanted to talk to me. I mean, I have to be honest that I am waiting for somebody to complain that I'm ripping around on the sidewalks or, like, in the street
on
a bike.
Rips around.
No, on a bike, though. I ride a bike.
Yeah.
So I don't know if... Oh, there's the fuzzies again. It's like snow fuzzying. So he went down. I waved to him. Turned around like one... He turned around in the driveway. Let me throw this in there. Of the house numbered 111 across the fucking street. And he turned around and he backed up and he went by me again. And I kind of gave him a little salute. Like, I am hoping that at some point I can ask the questions that I have open-endedly to an officer, because, and I don't want it to be condescending, but I want it to be, I want their honest opinion, because they see more of the cars and more of the road than I do, and I drive and drive and drive and drive and drive. I love road trips, but now I'm riding on a bike and stuff, so, like, I kind of want to ask, and the cool thing is that Heather knows a bunch of them, so I should be able to get to do this, but, like, I want to ask some insight from them, because they see it. That's their job. They drive on the roads constantly. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
Oh, there was two of them. It must be something on the corner. I don't know. They've seen me a couple of times now, and, like, I wave them, and honestly, like, they were here the night of my birthday. I told them what was going on, so I think that, if anything, they would see how constructive I'm being with what happened, because the one dude that took me to the ER was, like, mad cool, and I just kind of told him what was going on, and, like, I don't lie, I'm just honest about what the, and, like, yeah, it was really weird, but, like, yeah, okay, so anyways, they don't want to talk to me or anything, but I want to eventually ask, sorry, I was wandering, lining stuff up while I was dazing out, yeah, so, like, right, well, that's why I love riding the bike, and it was, I don't know, I was talking to my sister, but, so, oh, the roads. Okay, sorry, I stopped because the cops said, yeah, oh, we were at Mill Street Pond. All right, so you know where Mill Street Pond is?
Yeah.
We went over there with the kids, right? Now, I don't think people understand that when my sister and I and the two kids go places, we don't use devices.
Yeah.
We don't, like, we carry a very high-end camera so we can take amazing quality pictures, but they don't, the cameras don't also interlink with everything else. We don't carry phones. We play cards at dinner. So we go, I just had to put that in there. So, cause these obviously we're doing dailies. So, we went over to Mill Street, and I have been watching every morning I come back down, and I see these, I've seen all the geese, there's mad ducks down there, like about a week ago there was a mama duck, she's got 15 little baby ducks, I took pictures of her, there's a bunch of geese, and then there's only two little baby geese, right?
Yeah.
So I've been taking the kids down there, and my sister and people are like, it's not good to feed them bread, because they become reliant on the bread, and that's, you know, not the natural way, and I to understand that, so, like, we tried to feed him peanuts, which I was like, Heather, they don't want to go fucking want peanuts, dude, what the fuck? So I was like, alright, whatever, I'm like, well, we'll try, and they didn't want them, but so,
honey roasted, because if they were,
they were, like, in the shell, and I admire that it was, like, and the kids, you know, we still ate them and had fun and threw them in the water, so, and they're not hurting anything, because they're peanuts, whatever, but, like, and maybe the 7-foot carp in there, get them, whatever, so, as we pulled down in there to feed peanuts to the geese. Which I was telling you. So, the geese there, when I go there with bread, like, the kids and I ride bikes over there. These geese, there's two of them that are definitely my friends, and they fucking take bread out of my hand, dude. Like, they walk right up. Well, and, you know, a lot of times we know, like, we're like, yo, stay away from the parent geese because they will tear your ass into pieces about babies. Right, so I go there now, and after going there a couple of times, they know who I am now. So, like, they're, let's say this great word, they're conscious of who the fuck I am.
Yep.
So, like, it's become beautiful because, like, they let me closer to their babies, and, like, they legitimately trust me to know where they walk up to me, and they, they fucking take bread, like, out of my hand. They don't snap. They just take it, and then they continue to come back. And, like, I talk to them. It's totally cool. And I don't think a lot of people know that. Right. Yo, when we were kids, my dad used to collect these certain nuts from somebody had a tree somewhere, and we used to feed the squirrels. And this is when I was, like, 13. We used to, like, when AOL came out. Right.
I used to have a pet squirrel when I was younger. He used to live up in the tree.
So we used to feed him nuts and shit. Right, yeah, exactly, dude.
Climb right all over my shoulders and everything.
Right, and these are things in nature that, like, I saw a sign here that said, somebody wrote it, obviously, and put it on a telephone pole by the highway. It said, birds aren't real. And, like, okay, so because we can't touch them, are they not real? Because, like, I've eaten birds. You know what I'm saying? We've shot them when we were kids, and we've eaten them. I know that they're real. Like, just because I can't catch one, and Kratos can't fucking catch one, doesn't mean that they're not fucking real. So, like, and that goes along with the fucking bridge troll that wrote whatever that imbued whatever he wanted on the bridge.
Yeah.
It would just say whatever, and now people just take that shit for fact. So, but we're getting off track. So, I flew down at the BMX track on the park road. And I lit into this lady because I was like, yo, your life is not more valuable than every other person down here's life. There are children down here. I was like, don't come flying through here. Like, and it wasn't like she was going 10 and she saw the people and she cared and she slowed down. Like, if you were driving, we'll go right back to this. If you were driving in bumfuck nowhere and you saw every morning, typically, I see these two humans. They're older. They go for a walk. Like, I'm pretty sure that they love each other. It's actually very beautiful. But, so when I see these two humans walking in the morning, what do you think that I do? Do you think I just stay in my lane and I'm like, yo, you fucking humans, get out of my road?
Dude, I drive
in the other lane altogether, and I slow down to, like, 15 miles, and if there's nobody behind me, which I'm slowing down whether you're behind me or not.
Yeah, true.
And this is something else that we see, and I have, and this is beautiful that it just turned into this, but, like, we see this a lot when we drive, is that you need to look, you just drove back to this, is great. You need to look in your rearview mirror to make sure that the asshole behind you isn't gonna plow through you when you turn off of the road. So, like, where I lived in Waterbury, was a 40-mile-an-hour road, but it was a racetrack for Rice Rockets, and people did 50, 60 down it. And if you had to turn, it was like, yo, get the fuck out of my way, because I'm coming through, bro, and you need to hurry up and turn. So you need to hurry up and turn into the parking lot where there may be people, whatever, traffic, it doesn't matter. Like, have you seen this, or is this just a me thing? That people drive like that, where it's like, hurry up and get out of my way. I'm going to shove my car up your ass so that you get out of my way so that I can go the way I want, like, type shit. Have you experienced that, or is that just me experiencing that?
I haven't had a fucking driver's license in years, but I still do drive because it's my fucking freedom and I can do whatever the hell I want.
Well, if you're respectful about it and you aren't endangering other people's welfare. I drove without a license for 7 years. We're going to put that out there. I drove 7 years, dude.
Yeah.
So, and I watched over my shoulder 24/7. Maybe that's why I saw the people flying up to my bumper. But yeah, I used to try to turn into where I lived, and it's like people fucking go, they're like, yo, it's literally like, get out of my way so that, yeah, hurry up and turn and get out of my way. So, like, why is it that we have to fear that we're going to get ass-ended if we don't hurry up and turn when the safety thing is that we need to slow down to turn into somewhere so we don't kill people?
Yeah, yeah.
It's really kind of backwards. It goes along with sharing the fucking road, right? It really,
yeah, like, some of the, yeah, I don't know, nah, I'm not gonna say that, because it really doesn't put into, like, anything. I had to come inside because
you're okay, dude.
Mowing his yard. I think,
is he a human?
He looks like one, I guess. Just moping around thinking life is fucking shitty. Yeah,
right.
I guess so.
Fucking mental weather, baby.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. Something about, like, with the safety on the road and stuff. Like, some laws, I guess you want to call them, or mandates. I guess they're not. Some of them are ridiculous, but they put the fear of safety in our mind.
And drinking the water with the cigarette ashes in it, just for the record.
Yeah, hell yeah. I guess I don't really know where I'm trying to go with that one.
Well, if I think anything about what we're talking about here, I think that it's that these road laws that are made, the roads are made for, they're not made for animals. They're not, we don't have deer crossings because animals don't understand, although our pets understand to a certain extent. But like,
yeah.
Wild animals, we can't control where they cross the road. There's a lady that thinks that they can, and that's a great, but like, besides that, like, right, therefore, humans to travel for commerce, because trucking, and I know people that drive trucks, trucking is one of the bloodlines of where we are, our country.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, oh, this is great. So, and that's a bloodline of our country. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need if the trucks fucking stopped, all this shit would stop. And that's, people don't realize that. And they look at these trucks on the road, I think, on the highways, and they're like, oh, fucking truck. Like, these trucks carry vital things. Like, yo, when you were all freaking out about how you were going to wipe your ass and blow your nose, like, Those trucks were the ones that carried the shit to where you lived. Like, it comes from a manufacturing place, and trucking carries it in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's kind of like how they get drugs into places, only they just use people. So,
right.
The roads are made for commerce. We'll say the road laws are made for legal commerce by humans for all humans. I don't believe that there are any specialty roads that we have made in the United States, unless it's your own private driveway or your own private property. Yeah. The only road I can think of is the one that goes through D.C., which is like, you know what I'm saying? It's like in the middle. Have you ever driven through D.C.? It like is in the middle. So I think it's like a high priority lane for like the president or like things like that, which that's an area that really needs to have streamlined movement. You know what I'm saying? It's important for that. It really is.
It's designed to keep traffic moving.
Right. I feel like there's a fail-safe in there, but right. It's designed to keep traffic moving, but yes. Well, DC's, I drove through DC at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's fine, but it's more or less when it's packed. So, again, bridge trolls, millions bridge trolls. Bridge trolls and bridge tolls, bro. Yes, man.
They're about the same, right?
They write this kid who is a bridge troll who sits under this bridge, plays the guitar, and paints things over the mean kids, spray paint or whatever. Right. Yeah. He paints beautiful shit underneath the bridge where you can't see it and paints inaccurate quotes on top of the bridge for the general public to see. It's a very nice reflection of misinformation. Right. Yes, and I haven't been back to see the bridge troll, and I haven't been back to pay any bridge tolls. So, and I don't think that I need to pay these expensive tolls. They need to be paid, yes, but, like, these human fucking written laws, man, need to be evaluated by all humans. We know that the voting system is flawed and that we can't get an accurate count on fucking anything. Right. We know that we can't get anything accurate with anything anymore except for, I would say, face-to-face human connection, interaction. But, like, even that is becoming flawed from all the outside influences. It's very kind of strange. So,
well, that's like the thing with the masks and shit, too. Because I can look you right in the face and have a conversation and look at your whole face and can tell what the hell you're
I'm
thinking.
Pretty sure I just put that up. That was in the phone call. Because that was in the phone call for, we talked about that with Heather when she got the baby. And Heather has all that, you know. So, like, right. The masks change it, right. And I get the safety thing, but, like, so I went to Walmart yesterday. And it was like, some are wearing masks, some aren't. Like, is the environment toxic? What is it that we... Okay, so I hate to say...
Toxic is the fucking media. That's the toxic part.
So I have to say that we have had all these... Like, there was a sickness after one big war. That we had the Black Plague. That we all these horrible...
I'll tell you this. All that shit was made in a fucking petri dish. Any fucking
Well,
disease,
I think the new shit was, but I think when we experienced... We'll say back in the day,
shit that I've been reading, like, like, I've been, like, looking up, I think, every fucking disease that...
I'm thinking, like, ancient, dude, like, the Black Plague from, like, when they... Because from what I was told, the Black Plague came from, like, dead animals and water source.
Well, so did fucking everything else, dude. I'm telling you right now, every fucking thing that's happened sick-wise...
Well, I know that these are pet...
Go ahead. Way back the Black Plague or... Because you gotta think that there was people here before us that were so much more educated, so much more technology than we even thought. So
the signs of that are everywhere, and we're gonna talk about the Egyptians that. We're gonna get into all that. Yeah. Right, but that's why you gotta constant knowledge blessings. You gotta you gotta keep them coming. So. Shit, there was something I was going to tell you about that. I don't remember. It was fucking whatever. Hold on. Bikeser. Hi, dear sign lady. So, like, everybody... We'll try to stay on the roadway thing. Like, everybody seems to be in a rush to get to what? That's pretty much what... Wow, we are connected with love. Right. To get where? Because it seems like a lot of people aren't getting... anywhere.
No, absolutely no. If you think about it, well, how many times do you fucking, you're just cruising down the road and some asshole just goes flying fucking by you?
My ears are ringing. I've seen people pass on double lines on the fucking median. Right, it's wherever, because
and then 3 miles up the road you hit a red light and they're fucking sitting there.
Correct.
It just puts a little fucking smile on my face. Or the assholes, like, you get, well, especially in New York, you get your first snowfall, everybody's still flying down the fucking highway.
Yo, that curve by Corning, people are always fucked up in there, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That Corning curve is bad, man. Hi, cutie pie.
I'm thinking in my head, man, that dude probably slowed down. Like, the roads aren't, they're all right, but they're not, like, good in any means. And then 3 miles up the road, they're sitting in a ditch.
Right, I've seen, right.
They had to get somewhere.
Yeah, I drove to... Right, I drove north one time from where I'm at in the winter for something that was really important to me, and, right, I ended up in the middle of a snowstorm, and I had to go, like, 30, I think, I don't know what vehicle, I think it was my Lancer, I don't know, and, yeah, right, so I had to slow down, and honestly, I ended up following some bigger trucks, because they kind of plowed the way, right, but it's like, even then, people put their own cells above the whole, you know, like, that's really comes down to, is like, you drive down, like, on a residential street that's 30 miles an hour, you know that children play, school's not in session, that's a little different, we know that they're not out there in the street, but, like, where I am is a downtown village area where you shouldn't be going 35 past, like, flick a cigarette into the street, like, it's close, you know what I'm saying, like, shouldn't be doing anything really over that, like, so as humans, we have to evolve these, my dude's leaving, I gotta talk to him, he's gonna be on here too, because he's having some really beautiful things happen in his life, dude, he didn't know it at first, like, it's cool when I look at these old phone calls we made and the things we talk about, like, they make more sense now, which just, like, this morning with the guy, this dude was, like, he was in the same driveway that the cop turned around in, 111, right? So, like, he was sitting there and going, right, so, like, and, right, I don't know what that means to anybody, but I know that that legitimately is the house number that the dude was, like, I can see it through, whatever, so... That's where he was. He went back and forth, like, whatever. Didn't say anything. If you don't want to talk, that's fine. But if you forgot that you know how, that you knew how to fly, and because of whatever happened, you didn't nurture that, and you remember what it feels like to fly, and I inspire you somehow, whether it be now or after I'm dead, to fucking fly, I am willing to give the knowledge and insight and my time and, we'll say, even life, like, I'm not gonna off myself, but my life, whatever, it's not fair to the children, dude, it's not just the two that are here, there's four down the street that come here constantly for talking, and for lessons, and for accountability, and for jump rope, and, like, for shit that they can't get other places. And it's clear that they need it to grow. So they're getting it where they can. And it's cool. They're not getting it from tablets and screens and shit. They're getting it down here. And we're talking life lessons, respecting people's shit. Like, don't draw. Like, I bought you a bunch of chalk. Color on our sidewalk. Color on our driveway. Color in the street in front of the house. But you don't need to color on other people's driveways. Like, we have plenty of coloring space. Let's be respectful. Like, don't throw mud on the neighbor's car. Like, that happened. The dude was like, yo, what the fuck? And I was like, my bad, bro. It's our job to teach these children how to be decent fucking humans. And I was like, yo, guys. And I told him, I'm like, yo, no more throwing mud. You want to throw mud? Go in the woods and throw mud. That's cool. But like, yo, it's on the house. It's on the garage. And it's down the back of this dude's car, which I know he loves and takes pride in. And that's, I was like, yo, it's not cool. Like, there are expensive pieces of equipment that we all value. Like, we need to respect these things because they're not disposable, bro. Like, they're not disposable. And just people aren't disposable. You know, so, like, you need to respect this shit. So it cost me $20. I put $20 in the dude's door, and I was like, yo, left him a note and said, yo, we have to teach these guys how to be decent humans. Thanks for understanding. Because he looked at me and he was like, yo, dude, what the fuck? And I'm like, I know, man. And he was like, I know. And I was like, bro, I got it. Like, I promise you I'm going to fucking handle this. And I told the kids, I'm like, yo, you come down here, and it's fine. I said, but you're not at their house. They don't probably want you there because you're being run amok. And it shouldn't cost them their shit, too. Like, let's be respectful of other people's shit. You can be over here and hooting and hollering, whatever, but you need to respect our shit as well. Right. And then with that comes all these things you can have. But, like, you have to have the respect first. So, like... Right. I think I did everything that was on the road. Oh, hey, hold on. Let me see. 20. Oh, all right. So, I saw... As I was sitting here today, an older gentleman drove by me, and he has veteran stickers on his truck, and I saluted him. And if we're gonna put stuff online, we need to say that. My grandfather was in a war, but I saw the Normandy videos. I played the video games.
Right.
Those motherfuckers were badass.
Hell yeah.
And I will say that had I have been in one of those boats on the Normandy beach or anywhere in any, it gives me anxiety thinking about it. I probably would have shit or pissed my pants. I'm 100%. Like, these guys, and we need to say that these guys. So I feel like this is gonna, like, people don't know this, and like, we need, like, these guys were like 18 years old, and this applies to all military because they do help us, and not the ones that are the twisted agendas. We're talking about the ones who care and have pride. These were 18 year olds with fucking guns trying to kill enemy for, all right, so that deserves, like, to not to be forgotten. Yeah. And that also deserves to not be taken for granted, not granted, granted. Like, granted. Don't take it for granted that, like, so many people died in World War II. Now, all veterans, not just the ones in World War II, I'm saying all veterans deserve that because they were all a vital link of this system, military-based system that protected us. So, I want to ask you a question. Because you know, all right. So, do you think, so it's a two-part question. Do you think that we could do a World War II type draft right now in our country and be successful at having a military to defend itself?
Absolutely. We have the greatest military in the world and the best training. There's no...
Correct. I guess what I'm going to is...
I mean, it might be slim pickings because most of us are all fucking fat as shit. Anyways. Like, no, I'd rather play World War II on my TV.
That too. But...
Yeah.
That too. But so... But like... Right. That's kind of what I'm saying is if they did a type of draft... I think that there would be a lot of, like, you're talking 18 and over, dude. You know?
Oh, yeah. like, I don't think the way that the kids are brought up now, I don't think any 18-year-old would be like, well, I mean, I'm definitely positive there are a few.
Oh, definitely. Oh, there's definitely a few, but, like...
I would definitely say, yeah, sign me up, but...
Honestly, if it took it, I mean, this is kind of what we're doing with this, is fighting for this. But, like, if it took it, I would do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We have kids. That's what it is. So, like, right, and that's why they did it. But I saw a meme with, like, selfies of, like, picture of the older guy from World War II that was, like, 18 on a motorcycle. And then, like, the kid today, 2 years ago, with the selfie ears and the filter. It's like a meme. I don't even know who made it. But it's like, if we look at the comparison of these dudes were fucking beasts. And yes, it probably scarred them forever, because I can't imagine. I've, you know, witnessed some traumatic shit. But like that is, that's fucking wrong, bro. Like, so these guys deserve respect. But like, I don't feel, and it's, I don't, maybe every country at this point. And it's not about exposing a, I guess it is about exposing a weakness. Is that, I think that the general public would probably hide from it and be like, no, my, I feel if the masses would consider serving their country as a death sentence. And I'm not talking about the military. Those guys deserve respect. I'd be, you know, I thought, I feel as if that's the way people would look at it, as if it would be, oh no, it's a death sentence, I am gonna run and hide from it, because I'm not gonna give my life to protect this country. And maybe it's because there's a lot of distrust in the country, but like, it seems like even without, you take all that distrust out of there, I feel as if many kids that are 18 years old, I know 20-year-old, like, I don't think that they would be able to, like, they could do it if they had to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I don't feel as if they did, like, a voluntary sign-up, we'll say, if they were like, yo, we'll take anybody that wants to go, I mean, I know you would find those kids that have the fire, that wants, you know, and that they'll, and those, and they're, everybody's good people, we all have reasons for doing things, but like, I think you'd find a lot of younger kids that were like, no fucking way, I'm not gonna leave my pot or my video games or my, I mean, I understand my family, but if we're gonna have to fight on some shit, like, in the Civil War, like, they were at people's doors, like, they fight in towns, like, it doesn't happen they don't make a fucking battlefield and say, okay, let's duke it out right here. If you look at World War II, they rolled fucking towns and made them rubble, like, it was at your fucking door. So I think that if it was that people would sign up for it, and like, I don't know. It seems like the problem is in the homes. Now the problem's in hiding. They're hiding in their homes. So knowing what's going on in the world outside of us, trusting that a screen is telling you what the fuck we're doing.
And with all the indoctrination shit going on right now, kids that age don't think that the United States is good anymore.
Right, it kind of portrays a fucking, well, and right, so children, we, right, children look at their parents for guidance in life, and they're seeing that the parents have distrust, and the parents don't know what's going on. And I feel like that's distrust in the kids. How old is he?
He's 13.
Okay.
And he speaks his fucking mind. He is like,
you're also in his life, and you have some wild conspiracy theories, but I think that all conspiracy theories are just looked at wrong, you know. But continue.
No, conspiracy theories are true, but like, he'll come up to me with some shit like, yo, Steve, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? I'm like, of course I did, but let's talk about it, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, and this and this and this. Okay, so he has been, towards the end of the year, all the kids are getting restless in school. The teachers are like, fuck, I just want the summer to be here. We got to study for finals and all this other bullshit. So he's been having problems in this last semester with the health teacher. So some kid in his health class had, and he pulls his fucking mask down all the time, and she's constantly, pull your mask up, pull your mask up. And he's, and get this, she goes, she told him the other day, pull your mask up, it's the law. He pulled that fucker right down underneath his chin and said, no, it's not a law.
Well, it's not.
He goes, it's a mandate, and if you look up the definition of mandate, it's an agreement between two people, which I taught him that, I'm proud of doing that. And the health teacher goes, go down to the office.
Right. Well, so, and we wear them for...
So then I was like, yo, Erica, research this fucking bitch on Facebook, because I don't do Facebook or whatever. So she's like, okay, well, I'll look up her name up. And the very first thing that pops up on her fucking page is, say no to the Constitutional Conference coming to New York State. And I'm like, now I know what we're dealing with. She doesn't support the Constitution, so she's going to teach these kids how to... And she's teaching a health class, which... Doctors don't even know anything about fucking health anymore.
Well, we didn't really get a very good education. I know that I didn't receive a very good education.
No. And I was watching podcasts last night about fucking, like, the books have just been ripped.
You watch them or you listen to them? Is it, I don't know, do they make, like, video podcasts?
Yeah. Most of them are scrubbed off of, they do video podcasts, yeah. Some of them are on Zoom and shit, which is owned by China, so... But, that's what all the kids use when they were homeschool, Zoom, so... But it's like...
It's not possible, dude.
The teachers are teaching these kids to fucking hate the United States.
Well, there's a lot of distrust with that shit. I mean, what do you expect when nobody has the answer?
Yeah, in the bigger cities now they're doing the critical race theory and shit, and, like, parents are starting to stand up and everything. Oh, which reminds me, were there protests down at Bryn School?
There was a protest down there about that. Well, because so what happened was they sent out a message on Saturday night and were like, yo, you kids don't have to wear them. You know what I'm saying? If, you know, whatever. And then Sunday night at fucking 9:00 when these kids were already in bed thinking, yay, I don't have to wear a fucking mask anymore. They get to wake up to their parent being like, no, they fucking, like, I feel bad for the lady. Like, how does the lady feel that had that called and was like, yes, you guys don't have to wear masks anymore? And then, like, you had to call. Yeah. They made you call again and be like, well, we have to retract that.
Just kidding.
You know, like, that sucks for her. Like, I don't want to deliver that fucking message.
Well, here in Bath, Monday, they went to school with no masks. The school board was like, yep, we're no masks all day Monday. And we went over to pick up Eric from school just to see the kids' fucking faces and the smiles that they didn't have to wear a mask. And, you know, there's some kids in there that did have them, but...
I think that it should be a personal choice. I think it said that in the thing, that if you want to wear them, you can. And, like, honestly, if I was in a special place... If I was in a special place, it was like, we'll say, like, a concert or something. Like, and if it was like, yo... You need to wear a mask so that you can go to this concert or some event that I really wanted to do. I would wear one, dude. Like, if it was that big of a deal and I wanted to go see, like, a musician that I loved, I would wear one, dude. But, like, it should be.
I would. I wouldn't
well,
even go to
then,
the concert.
Exactly. Then, not. Exactly. So then we just don't go. So.
Yeah, right. But, anyways, about the Monday thing, and then Monday night they sent out a phone call and an email saying, oh, Cuomo retracted his statement. We got to follow the CDC, so they all had to wear a mask again on Tuesday when they had a mask-free day on Monday.
Mask back up, New York.
So, nobody's sick. Nobody, you know what I mean?
Well, the numbers, because I...
So what fucking sense does that make, have a no mask and then have to go right back to school the next day and wear a mask?
Well, like, I have to say that... I don't think a lot of people know that Governor Cuomo got an Emmy Award for his COVID briefing show that ran for 111 days in New York that the whole world watched, that he was the new star of reporting this stuff, and then it was actually found that they fluffed the fucking numbers, but he got a entertainment, I'm pretty sure... It means entertainment's most memorable character of the year award. So
because that's all he's doing is acting.
He got a fucking, and I thought they gave those to actors, but I guess at a reality-based pandemic TV show could receive one as well. But I think a lot of people don't know that. And like,
well, everybody right on TV. I mean, not everybody should get an award, but it is a fucking movie. Like, it's not.
Well,
whatever's going on has already happened.
That's like, why I put my phone on airplane mode and did that whole thing, because it doesn't, what I see in the screens versus what I feel in real life does not fucking balance out, dude. It is unequal and off balance. Like, and the things that I see do not check back in the real world, which is why I am not fucking online, dude. I'm like, it's really weird, and I try not to drift too far, but like,
but it's not like I go, hey, okay, Google,
I don't even show for real, like,
I don't even use Google.
I think people like asking Google questions and like, yo, you're trying, and the cool thing is, okay, so you don't really ever remember why, and this, so you don't really remember the answers that Google gives you. Why? Because you don't actually have to earn them. So I don't read. Right. I don't read on my phone because I like the book. Like, I write in a book. I write in my phone too, but there's nothing like pencil and paper and whatever. So like, you know, reading like the words on the page, like, and the, because when you read a book, and this is, I feel like this is a big deal. When you read a book, you earn the knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've read all these really crazy books, which we'll list at some point, but, like, you know, I've read some pretty heavy books. And, like, at the end of every single one is, like, a mental gem that, like, you earn by getting to the end of it. I don't read fairy tale books. I read, like, the Master Key System. Like, there are... Right, so it's like there's these rewards at the end. So when you read these books, you get this amazing amount of knowledge. And because you had to work for it to read it, you remember it. Like, this quick fucking knowledge of this instant gratification society, nobody remembers, dude.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember anything I fucking read anyways. Well, I gotta read it, like, twice.
I think that comes from sensory overload, you know, like, from so much shit we just don't. And that's why I stopped lying. I don't know how long ago it was, but it's been a long time, because I take pride in telling people that I don't lie. And like, I started doing that because I couldn't remember anything. And I'm like, yo, I can't remember yesterday, let alone... And now I can remember yesterday and the day before. But, like, I couldn't remember anything because, you know, so I couldn't tell lies because I can't remember the stories I'm going to make up and tell people because I can't even fucking keep track of where I put my fucking brain control device. Like, where's my fucking uncordable phone? It's plugged... You know, or my cordable phone, my unmobile phone, it's like plugged into the wall, dude. Like, I lose that shit. It doesn't matter anymore. And that's why, I don't know, life in out here in the real world is more important. And, like, so, salute a veteran. You know, like, I know you appreciate those people. And
I'm right down in the middle of Bath. There's a VA here. Yesterday, we were cruising back from a baseball game. We went down. Watch. I haven't watched professional fucking sports in 2 years, and you know how much I love fucking baseball.
Right. Keep going.
I'd go down and watch the fucking high school play. So, anyways, Beth, you know, has got a lot of drugs up in this shit. So
everywhere has a lot of drugs up in the shit. Yeah. You just don't see them.
Yeah, I know.
Unless you walk the streets.
Yeah. So this he was fucked up on something. You know, people leave free shit laying out in their yard or whatever. So this dude's trying to carry a fucking grill across the street. He's got a little kid's basketball hoop on top of the grill, a couple kids' toys that he found on the side of the street.
Right.
And he's trying to carry this, and cars are just fucking, they're not stopping. They just keep going. And he's like, he goes out, and then he sees a car coming, and he's like, oh, hold on. And the car just keeps coming. And he fucking threw his bike down. He was probably tweaking on something. I said, Erica, pull over on the side of the road. I went and fucking picked up this grill with this guy and helped him across the fucking street. I told the fucking cars to stop.
Did they stop?
Yeah.
Right, okay, so this is where it all started. We were talking.
Thanks me.
Right.
Yeah, he thanked me, but, and like...
Did he give you anything?
Just a high five and said thank you very much, and that's all I fucking needed.
Right, and that's what it's all about. That's my fucking stop, Dan. and I was in Hartford, and I was at a gas station filling a car up with gas. There was a guy that was homeless, looked homeless. I didn't even read his sign, but I went in the gas station. I was like, yo, do you want some food? And I went and bought him a bunch of shit with my food stamp card. And as I was doing it, there was like people in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. And nobody gave a fuck about this dude. Like, yo, I know that half of you motherfuckers got a food stamp card. And if you're not selling the food stamps and trading them for drugs and shit, like, you can't afford to buy this guy. Like, yeah, who cares if he made shitty choices? Does that mean he deserves to starve to death? No. Don't give him money, but you can feed him. Just like that. Like, we say there are people that are like, this fucking, I don't care if you're a tweaker or a bum, or what if you're fucking dressed in a suit. This motherfucker needs to get out of the road because my going down this road is more important than, essentially, you're saying your fucking life. That's really what it comes down to, is if you don't get out of the road, you're going to get hit. And that's backwards. Like, the roads were made for all of us all to of share. Us. Yeah. Like, there's a human that needs to cross the road with something that they need. It doesn't matter if they're going to pawn it for something or if they legitimately need it in their home. There's a human outside.
Yeah.
Like, we're not talking about walking across the freeway. We're talking about driving, like, somebody's trying to cross a residential road, right? And it's, get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah.
So my shit's, it's a high, this is a high beam society. I don't give a shit about you and what you need. Me.
Yeah.
Everybody's building their own towers. And be like, you only get the biggest tower, whatever. Like, everybody just needs to work together, like, help somebody. And that's exactly what you did. And I'm glad you said that. What you did is all it takes. And it's like helping one person or slowing down so somebody can cross the street. It's taking... It's not taking another human life for granted. Like, your loved ones could be dead tomorrow. And I try to tell people this. Like, I could be dead tomorrow. Like, are you happy with your life right now? If you died tomorrow, are you happy with your life and the things you've done? And if the answer is no, then you need to make some changes. Or else you quite possibly could die with a whole shit ton of fucking regrets.
Right, Well, and it's 2 weeks ago, I went down to the gas station to go get cigarettes and probably beer, I don't even know. But I was in there, and a lady was up there counting out change and shit. She wanted to get cigarettes and a couple drinks and everything. And her, they didn't take the food stamp cards anymore down there or whatever. So she
Some places don't.
I was like, yo, keep that shit up there. I'll pay for it. I'll get it.
It
was whatever, you know. It's money's money in a way.
My boy, like, sorry, continue.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, go ahead. And I'm like, just pay it forward. And she's like, yes, pay it forward. That's what I'm going to do. And she got it. I mean, she looked like a tweaker, but I don't give a fuck. You know, it's not like I...
They're people too, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. And then everybody's like, oh, these fucking tweakers are around here, blah, blah, blah.
Well, it is very bad downtown. It is very bad, but... I think that there's reasons. Like, it's because it's not being fixed. We're just it's like a rash. You're just watching it. You're Googling it, being like, "What's is this a rash or an STD?" And it's like it's not going away, and you're just watching it grow.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything to take care of it and addressing the issue. You're just letting it spread, and that's really what's. I mean, there's the chick that I got the name wrong when I said it before, but it's. It's like Porch Pirate Patty. Like, she goes around and takes shit off people's porches. Like, okay, so that's socially acceptable. And they don't put her in jail and arrest her. That's why I'm kind of wondering, like, if at some point I will get arrested for riding a bike. I'm not reckless. I just weave through the road because there's nobody on the fucking road, dude.
Yeah.
Like, there's no cars. So I don't need... And I look behind me and I look ahead of me. And sometimes I don't have a helmet on. But, like, I guess that's my call. I'm not darting in front of cars, and I'm a grown adult, and I'm trucking. So, like, I'm waiting for that. And, like, if this town, it might be good, if this town chooses to address me riding my bicycle, then we're going to have to address the girl that steals shit off of everybody's porches. Because I'm not hurting anybody.
All right.
I'm actually making myself stronger and inspiring others. This chick is just stealing shit.
The whole road thing here in Bath, you know, Eric rides a scooter, rides a bike. So Liberty Street's like the main little track and stuff. So they're riding on the sidewalks. Cops.
Right. Well, the sidewalk...
Cannot ride on the sidewalk. You need to ride in the street.
Okay, and that's perfect. I'm glad you said that because I was going to say that. So if a bicycle... And this is good. This is how we as humans, evolved, need to... evaluate these laws that are in our world. It's not like we're trying to say that like laws of weight and laws of gravity. We're not trying to be like, oh, well, you can't have this much gravity. Like, we're trying to say that a sidewalk is not for a bike. So now the bike has to be in the street. That means that people on the road have to make way.
When I finish this up, it makes no fucking sense.
It's beautiful. It's going to be beautiful, dude. Go nuts, bro.
Eric rides his bike down the fucking sidewalk, gets yelled at.
By the cops.
By the cops. Get in the street where it's the busiest street down here. Cars everywhere. People everywhere. I can see with the people, but, you know. So
nobody wants to get ran over by somebody speeding on a bike. We all know that. That hurts. Let's not do that. So be respectful of people. But
yeah. So he was bored, got his hockey net out, went and set it up right on the curb, you know, in the grass by the house.
Yep.
He was out in the middle of the street shooting a hockey puck or a ball or whatever the hell he was doing into the net. Cops come down the street. You're not allowed to play in the street. Get up on the sidewalk. But you can't, you know what I'm saying? Don't ride your bike down the sidewalk. Go in the street. Don't play in the street. Get on the sidewalk. What the fuck is going on, dude?
Good morning. Or afternoon.
Yeah.
Wow, so I understand the sidewalk, they are made for people to walk, and that's why we have them. Some places, they don't have sidewalks on the side of the road. So then we say that a bike should be in the street or a scooter should be in the street, right? But the cars are not making way for the bike. The people that are driving the cars now feel like they are more important and that they're $60,000 car is more important than people in the fucking street, and it's not the cop because he's probably following protocols for what they're saying. We were kids and we used to play, because let's take it back there. When we were kids and we used to play in the street,
a
car came, what happened?
The car slowed down, they stopped, we got out of the street.
What did you yell when the car came?
Game off.
Everybody knows that. Game off, Molly. Game off. Get out of the street. The car wouldn't come flying through there, but they would see the people. The people would disperse, and they would slow down and go through the people in our game of whatever we were playing, be it baseball, be it whatever, in the street. Because I don't know if they'd let you hit a baseball in a street anymore. We got out of the road, and then we went back to playing football in the street or whatever it was we played in the street. This is what we do.
And what did the driver do? They slowed down,
they waved.
Smiled at you, and they waved.
Right. Hey, kids, playing, because you're just kids in the street. What are you supposed to do anyways?
Right.
Now they're like, yo, get the fuck out of my way, because I don't really know why, but it needs to be addressed. This is a thing, and we have, so we have the law telling kids that they can't play in the street. They're having the law say that you can't ride scooters and bikes on the sidewalks. Now, if I was told here where I am that I can't ride the bike on the sidewalk, I wouldn't, right? But I also, when I see people on the sidewalk, I get right off to the edge and, I roll. I don't go cranking by, get out of my way. I roll right on the edge. It's actually good for my balance. And, and I go real slow and I go by them and then I go back to what I was doing. The right, decent human thing of, let's move over and share this with, because, if you hit somebody on a bicycle or a motorcycle or a pedestrian, they don't have the steel cage around them that you do in your fucking car. And that's where, I know a girl, which we probably should talk to her, a girl that was looking at her cell phone and killed an old lady and I'm pretty sure her dog, and it fucking wrecked her life, dude. Because she was on her phone, and I'm pretty sure she doesn't look at her phone while she drives. And I understand that we have such interconnected lives, but you're piloting a vehicle that could be going 80 miles an hour, and it takes some skill to use that phone at the same time, and it can be dangerous.
I don't do it.
Well, I don't touch my phone at all anymore. It's up against my face, but besides that, it's in my pocket when I fucking fly, and then I have to take it with me to the woods, because besides that, I don't, dude. But I left yesterday and left that fucker here, dude.
My phone was in the diaper bag for almost the whole fucking day.
So I feel like a lot of people still take this device everywhere. We take it into the bathroom. We take it in the, shower selfies. We take it into the fucking bathroom. We take it with us when we go places in the car. And yes, we need to be connected, but this yeah. system does break down if you don't give it information anymore. And like, I'm learning this every day that the more it doesn't get mic feed, the more it doesn't get camera feed, the more it fucks up and doesn't work right. Like, it doesn't like the airplane mode because it can't track where I go. And I'm not even doing anything wrong. I'm taking time to myself and, like, listening to music, dude. Yeah, like, but every time I take it off of airplane mode, it resets. And it's like, oh, you need to have full service again. Then your battery dies. Then you got to plug it into the wall, turn it back on. It's at 73%. It happened three times today. 90%, 70%. It'll shut off and turn back on. All the settings reset. Why do I live with this? Why do I live with this? Because if I get rid of this phone, I have to buy Bluetooth headphones. And I don't want and can't spend $300 on decent Bluetooth headphones. And the $20 ones don't fucking work right. They never do. And if when they do, oh, they're synced to somebody else's fucking device. And then, you know, so like, when I said the headphone jack thing yesterday, like, I need the headphone jack. Remember when we had the tape thing that plugs into the headphone jack? Like, my stereo, like, that thing was the rock star of the 80s and 90s, the tape jack that plugged into whatever. So, like, my stereo in my vehicle of transportation is still use the headphone jack. So, like, when I change all this over, I no longer can use that at all. I have to change the stereo in my house. Not my house. I'm homeless, for the record. Not my house, but like the stereo has to change here. The headphones have to change, and the car has to change. But who was like, yo, let's delete the headphone jack? Because I haven't researched it, but I'm pretty sure that new phones do not have headphone jacks, dude.
Because they want you to get the Bluetooth.
Right. Well, so I found this really cool discovery through using my headphones that. Have you ever tried to touch your touchscreen with a pencil? It doesn't work.
Right.
I tried a paperclip. I tried a hair tie. You know, we have the styluses and the Note 9s and the new Note 1s. They have a special thing in the screen that tracks the stylus movement. That's why when my S20 screen broke 46 days after the warranty, the day after the warranty expired, the touchscreen doesn't work, but the stylus still works. But it says the stylus is disconnected, but it still works. So I found out through listening to my phone and just, I don't know how I found out, but like, my headphone wire that's constantly plugged into my phone has a fucking crimp in it. It's almost at a complete right angle.
Right.
So if I fold that in half, I can use my touchscreen with it. If I pinch it into a pinpoint, my touchscreen responds to it.
What?
Okay, so I don't know, and this I've showed Ashton. I'm not kidding. Yeah. So I was charging my screen off a battery pack, and I bit the fucking wire and crimped it to where it was pretty much a complete fold. And guess what?
That's fucked up.
It fucking works on my touchscreen. Now, okay, so. And I was going to talk to you about this yesterday, but it's got to go slow. So, like, we've all tried to touch our touchscreens with gloves on in the winter.
Yeah.
We've all bought gloves that allow you to push harder on the touchscreen for it to work. We've all, you know, had frozen fingers for the most part, and the phones didn't work because there's no blood in our fucking fingertips, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, have you done that? Have you tried to use your phone in the snow where your hand is fucking frozen and it doesn't work? Have you done that?
Yeah.
Right. So pencils don't work. Nothing else works, but my fingertips work when they're warm because they have blood, life, energy. This is the only thing I can deduce or whatever the fuck. So the wires coming from my phone, we're talking a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack on a HyperCloud 2 pair of headphones, folded into a U-shape, works with my touchscreen. And that's the crazy. Power source from the battery pack, the power cord, which is a 10-foot braided fucking cord, when it's running from the battery pack to the phone, when I bite the fucking thing into a U-shaped again, it works with my touchscreen. Yeah. So I want you... I gave my son homework, too, and we're going to talk about that, and then I'm going to let you go because my sister's here. But, And I'll call you back later. You do.
Better ask her what time we're meeting. Because I got to get a ride up by my mom.
Is it today?
Yeah.
What's today? Friday. Oh, yes. Yeah, I forgot. I will. And then I'll get back to you when this is over. So, Right. So the wire definitely works on the touchscreen. So I don't know if it's... I think that it's because there is energy in the wire. Because we know that under this braided shit is copper wire, which energy transmits through electronic devices, right? So you can use your headphone wire folded. And this is a braided one, obviously, as a touchscreen to touch. So, like, the only thing that I can sum up from that is that because there is energy in these fucking wires, they are able to touch to make the touchscreen work. And it's not a fluke. I've done it a bunch of times. So, like, the next thing is, like, you never have wires, like, all over under your TV or, like, your PlayStation or, like, whatever. And, like, you might separate... This is a common problem. And you might separate them, but they always seem to be, like, that they're intermingled. Like, they are fucking talking to each other and all that shit. Like, they become they become a mess.
Yeah.
Is it possible that there is an electric charge in there and they slowly intertwines them as days go by? We don't know because we don't watch them, but
I guarantee it.
I know that the electrical charge, the electrical charge in my headphone charge and in my fucking phone thing work on my touchscreen. Yes, my phone is a jacked up piece of shit with a cracked fucking screen. It's pain in my fucking ass. It's a Note 9 though, but the folded, like, I saw when we get off the phone, I don't know if you got a headphone, you can do that, but, like, you could try it with the headphones. Try it with the... Dude, plug it into the wall. Well, plug it into your phone. Thing, crimp it and try to touch it, dude. It works, dude. And unless it's my phone that's a fluke.
I don't know. Well, I bite my fingernails, right? And then sometimes when I don't have any, I'll just start biting my fucking skin and shit. Like, and it's on my thumb. And that same thumb is the one thumb I use.
Right. You
know, to click shit on my phone. So that spot where there is no fingerprint, dude, my thumb does not work on my touchscreen.
Because you've built up a callus in that area?
And
it's too thick?
Maybe.
I think it's got to do with... I think it has to do with warmth, dude. Body warmth. Because we say in the winter we can't... Our touchscreens don't work.
Right, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And you have to push harder with the gloves on so that it... So it's got to... I mean, it sounds to me like it's body warmth or heat. So these wires have heat in them because they're running electricity, just like our bodies have this heat, and it works with the touchscreen.
Right.
I don't know, that's your homework, is to fuck around with that. I asked Ashton yesterday, I said, dude, I need, and you're going to love this, and we're going to go back to this again. I was like, dude, I need you to research, because I don't want to get on the internet, but you can. I'm like, I need you to find out if there is a sound or a vibration that can make you shit your pants.
Oh, I guarantee there is.
Is there a sound wave? Is there a vibrational pattern? Is there a wavelength that cannot be heard, that can make you fucking shit your pants? Or is there a wavelength that you can hear that makes you feel like you have to shit your pants?
I guarantee there is, dude.
Right.
I guarantee there is.
So,
the military's got some shit that'll, like, sound waves that you can't hear. This makes you feel like your body's on fire.
Right. I think that there's something... I read some articles about stuff like that before, and I think I researched something at one point that was like a 9-volt battery in a speaker that puts out a frequency that, like, makes people sick. Ouch. Makes you want to vomit or something like that. So if there's got to be one that can give you diarrhea.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Well...
I guarantee it.
How often... Let's talk about bathroom shit. How often are you in the bathroom because you have to poop, but then, like, when you sit down, you don't poop? Does that happen to you? Because that happens to me a lot. And it's...
No,
I know,
not really.
No?
when I'm ready to go, last night, dude, I ate some chicken wings at, like, fucking 11 o'clock at night, and I guarantee you, not even 5 minutes later, I was like, yep, let's go.
Well, I know... I wanted chicken wings last night, too. That's wild. So I know a lot of people that are constantly in the bathroom, and they're not in the bathroom doing drugs, but, like, they're constantly in the bathroom, and they're, you know, they're on their phone, like, it's watching you while you poop, but, like, whatever. So, like, you're sitting on your, good for them, you're sitting on your toilet, and you have your phone, and, like, I don't know, man, for a long time, I would scroll and scroll and scroll on my phone, and be in the phone, like, I'd be in the bathroom for a half hour, 45 minutes, and I wouldn't even, have gone to the bathroom. I was just sitting there.
What do you think about your body giving you signals like, oh, get on your phone, let's go take a shit?
I think
I
think that there is a realm of possibility that these phones vibrate at a frequency that makes you have to go to the bathroom. It's not a conspiracy theory, but what I can say is that if there is one that gets that vibrates the right way to make you have stomach issues to where you, not where you shit your pants, but just enough to think you have to go to the bathroom. If your most deepest, darkest secrets are pretty much in the bathroom, because let's put it out there, when people do drugs in their homes, they typically do them in the bathrooms if they're, like, kept away secrets. But, like, that's where all the skeletons are in the closet, is in the bathroom. So is it possible that these phones vibrate, put out a wavelength that does that to people? That's what I'm trying to find out. That's what I asked my kid to determine.
That's kind of a good question, because I'm pretty sure it probably does, but I never thought about that.
So, all right, let me let you go, bro. All
right, yeah,
I'll go talk to my sister and I'll find out what's going on.
Alright, just have her call me or whatever.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, because we gotta bust out quick, because Eric's got a baseball game in Geneseo, which is like an hour and a half away.
Alright, dude.
It starts at 5 something, so it'll be...
I got it. It'll probably be me driving anyway, so...
Alright.
Alright, bro. I'll talk to you later, dude. Love you, man. Later, bro.
Later.